This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away on assignment. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Hurricane Katrina has become a story of failure. The failure to prevent tragedy and the failure to lessen the effects once it happened. By the end of yesterday, everyone was supposed to be evacuated from the Superdome in New Orleans. This morning, there are still people there. And nearly a week after the hurricane came ashore on the Gulf Coast, the crisis there continues. NPR's Mike Pesca has been following developments in New Orleans from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Mike, hi.
Hello.
What is the latest from New Orleans?
Well, let's start with the crisis downtown. As you said, there are still some people at the Superdome. General Fleming addressed some portions of the media today. What went on was yesterday, a 50-truck convoy rolled downtown, and they began evacuating people. They evacuated 20,000 people. Like I said, there are still people at the Superdome. Beyond the Superdome, at the convention center, there are many, many more people. The general indicated that some relief has been gotten to them. They have water, they have some food, some rudimentary medical attention, but they have yet to be evacuated. The plan is, he is optimistic that they can get them all out today. They'll be then bused to different centers, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. What they're trying to do and what they're combating is a security situation downtown that the Louisiana Attorney General, Charles Forte, and the attorney, U.S. attorney for the part of the country that includes Louisiana, New Orleans, Jim Letton, talked about establishing a jail, getting the criminal justice system up and rolling. They were saying that order is being restored, but still there is somewhat of a chaotic situation. But the bottom line is that they hope that almost all of the people will be evacuated by the end of the day today, and that they do have some relief for most of those people downtown.
Now, while relief operations in the city have been ramping up, efforts are continuing to plug the breach in the levee by Lake Pontchartrain. Do we know anything about that this morning?
Yeah, what we know is that the estimates range from the most optimistic figure, 30 days or over a month. 80 days is the number that was talked about by a lot of the officials. What they're doing is they're plugging the breach. They're lowering 3,000-pound sandbags, dropping them in to the main breached area, 17th Street levee. But the other thing they're doing is that they're puncturing other parts of the levee sort of to ease it and to let the floodwaters out. Then they're turning on their pumps, which some private contractors and other government officials have helped restore the pumps and give new ones. So they're trying to both pump out the water, drain it, and relieve some of the pressure on the levee. Like I said, 80 days that could take.
NPR's Mike Pesca is reporting from Baton Rouge. Mike, thank you.
Welcome.